WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome once again to WCRI's special presentation of the Newport Music Festival. Executive Director Pamela Pantos is here as usual, sitting with me. I'm Mike Mano. And Pamela, it's happened. Last Friday was the official beginning of summer. That means you're down to the wire now. The whole thing is starting in just a couple days.
Absolutely. Just a week and a half.
It's amazing how time has been flying.
Right.
This is our 65th show together.
Wow.
See, so we should know what we're doing by now.
I would hope so.
And this is kind of special because this tonight's program is about three concerts that are a little bit out of the ordinary, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, absolutely. So we'll begin with our Festival Opera Gala this year. So it is on Sunday, July 28th, and it's at Ochre Court, which is air-conditioned now. They just air-conditioned the space, so it's very comfortable. And our galas, starting with last year, are always to benefit education and outreach. So that's where all of the funds go from our live auction, so that we can do programs like our Classical Kids Hour on WCRI and bring music to so many children and youth in the community.
Excellent.
And this year, we are very lucky to have a superstar coming to perform, Nathan Gunn, and his lovely wife, Julie, who is also a superstar in her own right as a concert pianist. Of course, he is a Metropolitan Opera star, baritone, who I've heard at the Met in is just phenomenal. So if anyone wants tickets for the gala, please call the office at 401-849-0700. It's an incredible evening, and I think very different than a lot of the other galas that go on. You get a full concert embedded in the middle of this, so it makes it very special.
Right.
Nathan is incredible. I've known he and his wife Julie for a number of years. And he's known as an opera singer. He does songs, he does chansons, he does musical theater. The man is so talented. And what's really remarkable is his charisma on stage, this incredible voice, and he and Julie are two of the most wonderful people that you will ever meet. And that's, as you know, in this business,
that translates.
Right?
It does. It comes across the footlights.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely.
And you want him to be your friend.
Right.
And I think that's very special. And I can't say that about every performer, quite frankly. So what's interesting is Nathan grew up, you know, like any other boy in the Midwest, you know, playing sports, working at school, spending time with his family. And then as a junior in high school, you know, in those formative years, he was introduced to the magic flute and immediately sort of it caught fire. So he is, you know, considered one of the greatest theatrical singers in the world. He sings at the Met all the time. He's recorded numerous things. He's done Carousel. He's done Camelot. He's done things on PBS for Stephen Sondheim's 80th birthday. He's worked with Christian Chenoweth, Kelly O'Hara, Audra McDonald. I mean, the man is just so talented. It's pathetic. So this, I really hope that people will take the opportunity and come and hear him live because, again, some people just, as you said, you know, they just translate across the footlights. And this evening we have four songs that he sings so beautifully. Shenandoah, which I think we all know, but I don't think you've ever heard it sung quite like this. Just Before Sunrise, from an album of his with the same title. It Feels Like Home, that he sings with Kristen Chenoweth. And if, you know, some of our listeners don't know who she is, she was the first Glinda in Wicked. He also recorded with John Denver. I mean, that's how multi-talented, multifaceted he is. And the last song, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, we probably all know, but what I think is particularly poignant about this, he came to do a gala with an organization I was involved with in 2008. And as we all know, 2008 was a really rough year for a lot of people.
Right.
And he ended the program with Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, and spoke to the fact of, please think about your fellow man, fellow women, in this situation, in this year, where, you know, some people really need you to spare a dime. And he made it so philanthropic and so humanitarian that he had us all in tears. So let's just listen to Nathan Gunn, this honestly miraculous singer.
All right, we'll listen to all four of those pieces and take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you. to see you. Away you rolling river, oh Shenandoah, I long to see you. Away we're bound, away, cross the wide Missouri.
Just before the sunrise, there's a moment in time when the quiet you feel allows you to remember everything that you dreamed of, everything that feels true. It's then that I think of you. Between all the words, there's a voice that's heard. It's humming a tune that you've almost forgotten. It's a song you were born with, something you always knew. It's then that I think of you. I can see all the colors, of light reflected in the sunrise. But the rainbow was missing the color I need. The quiet allowed me to find it right there in your eyes. There's no sun or moon, I remember the tune. It's a lullaby sweet, as faithful as the morning. It reminds me to do the things I most want to do. It's then that I think of you. Find it right there.
tomb. It's a lullaby sweet, as faithful as the morning. It reminds me to do the things I most want to do. It's then that I think of you. I hear your key in the door, unlocking more than wood. The ceiling may not be dry yet, but it feels like home. Yes, we have come from a long way, friends say, wrong way still. I only know when you hold me, it feels like home.
We don't need a dining room table, so far there's no one to invite. For me, a cardboard box will do just fine, so long as I'm with you each night.
It seems to me, if you never risk, you'll never win. And since we're in this together, it feels like home. A dining room table. So far, there's no one to invite.
For me, a cardboard box will do just fine. So,
so long as I'm with you each night. Yes, we have come from a long way. Friends say, wrong way. Still, I only know when you hold me, it feels like home. Guns to bear, I was always there, right there on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dum. Half a million boots went slow,
jogging through hell. I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember, they called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime? In khaki suits, gee, we look swell. Full of that Yankee Doodle love. Half a million boots went snogging through hell. I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember, they called me Al. It was Al all the time. Can you spare a dime?
The Newport Music Festival subject of the program right now, as usual. And Pamela, I have to admit, those last four songs before the commercial break were amazing. What a talent.
He's absolutely incredible. And if you meet him, the nicest guy. And his wife, Julie. The two of them are just such great people.
One more time, what's the date of that performance?
It's Sunday, July 28th, and it's at Ochre Court. And it's a beautiful evening, you know, with appetizers and cocktails, and then this concert, and then a beautiful catered dinner. It's just such a wonderful evening. And again, Ochre Court is now air conditioned. So if you want a cool, lovely evening, again, it's on the 28th. If you'd like to buy tickets, call 401-849-0700. And again, when do you get to sit and, you know, have your picture taken and stand next to Nathan Gunn? That's one of the things that's amazing about all of our concerts. You know, if you went to the Met, you know, you're with your little binoculars looking
at, you know,
literally hundreds of feet away, and here, the last row is probably, you know, 20 feet from him. So it's it's such a unique experience.
Well, that's great. And excuse me, now I want to get to what I thought was going to be the highlight of my night tonight. But, maybe not, but certainly another great group, the Swingles.
Whom you just got to see in concert live,
yes,
right?
Yeah, not too long ago at the Chorus of Westerly. That's right. And they were amazing.
They are amazing. Again, this is an a cappella singing group who we will celebrate this year the 40th anniversary of the Swingles at the Newport Music Festival. They appeared exactly 40 years ago in 1979 with Mr. Swingle, who founded the group.
Ward Swingle.
Right,
who I actually knew as I was growing up.
There you go.
Did shows with him.
And that now it's, you know, the, you know, iteration, and they're five-time Grammy winners. And they're coming in. The three pieces I selected for us to hear this evening are all sort of the classical genre. They mix things up from classical to pop to, you know, covering rock and all of their own arrangements. And one of the most amazing things that you told me that they do is they record live. Tell me a little bit about that.
You're giving away a little secret. It's interesting. They start the program is progressing. One of them starts to explain how things are done, because if you listen, it sounds like, well, there's more than eight people there, or more than nine people, or more than, you know, whatever. And what they're doing is they have a technician that travels with them, actually records them as they're performing, and then if they sing like a second chorus of something, they sing along with themselves. So very interesting technique and very difficult.
Right.
But pulled off without a hitch.
And this is an exciting evening. This is sponsored by the Preservation Society. Thank you to our friends at the Preservation Society who allow us to perform in those incredible venues. And so I selected these three pieces. The first is Dido's Lament, which is, of course, from Purcell's Dido and Aeneas, a very classical piece, normally sung with no vibrato. And here you'll hear them mix it up a bit. Then Three-Part Invention, which is, of course, based on Bach. And the last, Clair de Lune, based on Debussy's piece. But again, they bring their own twist to this. So if you love classical music, but, you know, you love jazz or you love big band, right?
They
do it all. Exactly right. And this concert, let me make sure that I tell everyone when this concert is.
That's going to be just another amazing treat. So if you have the opportunity, get out and listen to this one. You won't regret it.
Absolutely. It's on Friday, July 12th at the Breakers at 8 p.m. And again, if people want to buy tickets, it's at newportmusic.org or call the box office at 401-849-0700. Let's listen to the Swingles.
All right, we'll listen to three tunes from them, then take another short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Music provided by the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos. And Pamela, just before that break, we heard the Swingles. And I just want to remind everybody that everything I heard was a cappella.
That's right.
All right. So all, right. There was no piano. There was no drums. Everything you heard was created by the human voice. So amazing presentation. Okay. We're going to kind of change gears now. Right?
Yes, absolutely. So we're doing something a little different, just like we're inviting an a cappella group this year. I was in New York, and I met this fabulous choreographer, John Lehrer. And we started talking. And what's interesting is he had already worked in the Casino Theater that's at Salve, and that's, of course, at the International Tennis Hall of Fame. And we started talking, and I said, I really want to do something in that beautiful space. And he said, oh, I have all this vision. And I said, I have all this vision. And we started talking, and the vision was just unified. So this year, we are doing Moving Music, featuring the John Lehrer Dance, on Saturday, July 27th at the Casino Theater at 8 p.m. So I have to have our listeners just imagine this. The entire theater is going to be used. You're going to have musicians in the audience, musicians in the balcony. The whole thing is live music presented by the Newport Music Festival. But it's this interactive theatrical dance experience. So the opening is a complete blackout in the theater. And the dancers direct everything. So a dancer will bring a chair on stage, and there'll be a spotlight. And then one of our beautiful cellists, Jackie Choi, is going to come out, and she's going to sit down, and she's going to start playing Bach, which we'll play for you in a moment, that little Bach sonata, the prelude. And then after she finishes, a dancer will bring out another music stand, and another musician will come out to play, and maybe that number is danced. You won't know from the program which numbers are danced and which aren't, but the whole thing is this melange of music, and at one point we have 15 musicians on stage, and all of these dancers, and smoke, and lights, and a disco ball. I mean, the whole thing is just going to blow open. But the music is, of course, this gorgeous classical music presented by the Newport Music Festival. So I think this is a very exciting opportunity. If you're missing New York and you want that excitement, theatrical excitement, please come to this performance. So we're going to hear three pieces this evening from that performance, starting with that Bach cello sonata I mentioned, BWV 1007, everybody knows, prelude. This is performed by Yo-Yo Ma. And then we'll hear Songs of the Sea, the second of the two Songs of the Sea, the Adagio Espressivo. These two pieces, the Songs of the Sea 1 and 2, are by Alan Hovhaness. We are performing them in their entirety at the American Dream, the first Sunday in mm-hmm. the performance. And here we're extrapolating this one for this experience. And again, you can imagine this being danced. And then we're going to end with Vivaldi's La Follia, here played by Il Prete Rosso, which is very funny. The name of the group that recorded this is called Il Prete Rosso, which means the Red Priest, which was Vivaldi's nickname.
Right.
So this is a group that only records Vivaldi. And La Follia will end the first half of the program. So you can, you know, you have all this classical stuff going on, and then the Vivaldi La Follia starts quite quietly and builds and builds. And then just close your eyes and imagine musicians all over the theater performing this while you've got dancers on stage. So an incredibly exciting experience. And again, that is on July 27th. If you'd like to buy tickets, newportmusic.org.
And we should mention that I've seen some press releases where there's a lot of concerts that are pretty much sold out,
right? Yeah,
we've 80-90% sold out.
We've sold out five already, and this week definitely five or six more will sell out. So ticket sales are going extremely well. I think because there's such a diversity this year that people can come for 2 or 3 days and experience some classical, something like this, theatrical, mm-hmm. you know, as we mentioned, right. a cappella. So there's a huge opportunity for people, and again, it's Newport. pretty fun.
Newport in the summer. All right, we'll listen to these pieces, and then we'll see you next time. Thank you, Pamela. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.